Hachette Audio presents 11th Hour, written by James Patterson and Maxine Petro, read by January Lavoie. Prologue. Revenge. 1. A good-looking man in his 40s sat in the back row of the auditorium at the exclusive Morton Academy of Music. He was wearing a blue suit, white shirt, and a snappy striped tie. His features were good, although not remarkable, but behind the blue tint of his glasses, he had very kind brown eyes. He had come to the recital alone and had a passing thought about his wife and children at home, but then he refocused his attention on someone else's child. Her name was Noelle Smith. She was 11, a cute little girl and a very talented young violinist who had just performed a Bach Gavotte with distinction. Noelle knew she'd done well. She took a deep bow with a flourish, grinning as 200 parents in the audience clapped and whistled. As the applause died down, a gray-haired man in the third row popped up from his seat, buttoned his jacket, stepped out into the aisle, and headed toward the lobby. That man was Chaz Smith, Noelle's father. The man in the blue suit waited several seconds, then followed Smith, staying back a few paces, walking along the cream-tiled corridor, then taking a right past the pint-sized water fountain and into the short spur of a hallway that ended at the men's room. After entering the men's room, he looked beneath the stalls and saw Chaz Smith's Italian loafers under the door at the far right. Otherwise, the room was empty. In a minute or two, the room would fill. The man in the blue suit moved quickly.